Hi, the BankersportsBanker.com update for your Tuesday's best. Well, we do have two games or two programs up on Bankers Sports Credit Center and BankersSports.com in the colleges in baskets, as we have that MGM Arena, Grand Arena game. And, well, as said, we do have your NIT ready to roll. Well, we have Mikey Wise, who just had a beautiful 3-0 on Sunday, coming back with three sixes, his three big shots, ready to go with a 10-2 NIT late big or late wisest play of the month, plus two sixes. And you guys check that out. The first game goes at 2:30 Hawaii, 5:30 Pacific, and later. And we also got Hank Best. Well, actually, in the college, we got Fast Eddie with a play of the month and a play of the week. And his first game also goes at about 1 o'clock Hawaii. That's 4 o'clock Pacific. While Wise Brothers goes at 2:30 Hawaii, 5:30 Pacific, guys. Now your NBA, which Hank Best, looking at a bounce back day. He's got triple 12s discounted. And I'll tell you guys, time to get on Hank and all of our guys is after a loss. And he'll be looking forward to a big bounce back. You guys check that out. Triple 12s up and ready. First game, 2:10 Hawaii, 5:10 Pacific, and later. We got DK, who's looking forward. Yesterday, he didn't hit that two-team parlay of the month. He did hit one of the two, but also he went 2-1 on the day. Today, he's got four big plays ready for you guys today. And you guys can check out those four big plays with a 7-0, obviously never lost play as a money player, dog of the year, plus three sixes. He's got that locked and loaded. First game at 1:30 Hawaii, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. Over an hour from now, you guys should check that out from the kid. And, well, we also got Fast Eddie, who just had a beautiful big road money play of the year. Boston Celtics has a 2-0 play, goes to 3-0 now, and he's looking forward. That was the money play of the year yesterday, and now he's looking forward to a money dog of the month, plus a five-unit play on his NBA on the day. So you guys check it out. He's got that discount just rolling, and everybody's loving it. We got so many dozens of people to just get on it as soon as it's up. And, well, it's ready, so you guys check it out. I got a comp play from Mikey Wise. He's got a 5.5 first half dog. He said Memphis Grizz going to be getting their dandruff up for this Golden State team and all the pub that's going towards Jimmy Butler. That seemed to wear out the last game they had, but as said, this team's got everybody engaged. Ja Morant, Scottie Pippen, Luke Kennard, and also Jaren Jackson and Edney, Marvin Bagley. These guys are going to make a stretch run. He says he feels it, but he says halftime, after playing yesterday, he says first half is the only way he'd go on that. He's going to take the 2 points and Memphis as your comp selection. You guys have a great day, guys. No song of the day, but I want to thank all of our listeners that joined us. And, hey, we got a couple hecklers out there that seem to be chicken shits. One guy calls up and starts yapping about Michigan State didn't win on the other day. You bullshit. It was a money play, idiot. But then again, he didn't buy the shit, so he's got to be chirping and getting out there. And like I said, I welcome anybody to leave a message. Hey, get on the phone. He called our credit center, this moron, and sat there and wouldn't talk. He ran a... But then again, that's these chicken shits that always are losers. So it's much like these guys that are trying to damage Teslas. Some poor kid goes out, makes a loan to buy his dream car, and he parks it, and some asshole that just is an asshole, not about Musk, not about nothing, just says, I got the opportunity to be in the asshole club. I'm going to go scratch up a car. You know what I say to guys pretty soon? I'm going to put, along with a lot of my friends that do have cars and Teslas, a bounty out on these assholes. And you can bet that these chicken shits, you look at them, they're dweebs, they're dorks, they're nerds, that they're going to get bitch slapped and turned into a hand puppet. And all of a sudden, it's a hate crime. They're the haters. They just know that they live in their basement sitting on their internet all day. And that's the chicken shits they are. Just like this clown that called. He got no stones. Sit on the line and welcome the call so I can explain to you, idiot. That three-pointer at the buzzer, which beat the 3, and some of that 3 we opened at 3.5 and covered for some folks, but it was a money play that he had. Duh. Anyway, like I said, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are because you can't create anything on your own, you probably go to all the comp lines and in the end have to guess where you're going. Well, this is a bunch of stuff that's going on in the country that in a little while, you guys close your eyes in a little while all the crap that's happening and the people that are pointing, the people that are saying, Elon Musk is trying to steal. Are you full of shit? Half the guys working for the country, including this president that isn't taking a paycheck. Guys, get real. And anyway, going to be a lot of people going to be brought to justice that were taking these Social Security checks and taking the Social Security numbers and doing all these things. You know, guys, a lot of you guys that don't follow politics, good for you, because I never did. And one of my friends got me involved during the pandemic, and now I can't put it down because I can't believe how stupid people are. Anyway, I always thought there was a lot of idiots out there, but God damn, you can't even believe the morons talking about Elon Musk is trying to steal from you. They're letting their billionaire. Hey, the Democrats said $1.5 to $2 billion with Kamala. I heard a lot of guys yelling, I smell refund. Anyway, you guys have a good day. I got to go because I'm getting all heated up. And I just hate this feeling that's out there. And like I said, all you assholes that want to scratch up cars, hey, be aware of the bounty that's going to be out on you guys. And then when you guys turn into that freaking hand puppet that I'd love to see on that Tesla camera, one of you guys getting caught by some owner and turned into a hand puppet in front of it. Ha! How about the clown that got caught, asked by the police? Oh, I don't know. We got you on camera. Okay. What a dork. Anyway, you guys have a good time. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your comp. And those of you that get offended by this message, go somewhere else. I didn't call you up to come here. I just want the good folks that follow us that are here. I get hundreds of thousands of hits here from good folks. And occasionally you got some asshole that just gotta try and ruin it for everybody else. Hey, don't play that game. I don't play that game. Homie, don't do that shit. You guys have a great one. Thanks for joining us. You gotta go.